Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, make us have perpetual love and reverence for your holy name, for you never fail to help and govern those whom you have set upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A lesson from the book of Isaiah. I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask me, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here I am, here I am," to a nation that did not call on my name. I held out my hands all day long to a rebellious people, who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and offering incense on bricks, who sit inside tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh and broth of the abominable things in their vessels, who say, "Keep to yourself. Do not come near me, for I am too holy for you." These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day long. See, it is written before me, "I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their laps their iniquities and their ancestors' iniquities together," says the Lord. "Because they offered incense on the mountains to revile me on the hills, I will measure into their laps full payment for their actions. Thus says the Lord, as the wine is found in the cluster, and they say, 'Do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it.' So I will do for my servants' sake and not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, inheritors of my mountains. My chosen shall inherit it, and my servants shall settle there." The word of the Lord.
Amen.
reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian, for in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As Jesus stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time, he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them. They asked Jesus to leave them. When I got home from church last Sunday, I turned on the TV to catch the news. Maybe you did the same thing. And there it was. A horrible scene of a massacre at a gay bar in Orlando, Florida. The anguish and horror of that event in a city that is known for Disney World, the world's happiest place, now to be known as a terrible slaughterhouse where 50 people were killed and an equal number wounded. An assault rifle in the hands of one man took away their lives. It's been labeled a terrorist attack. The killer was a professed admirer of ISIS. He was an American, born in New York City, and he was of the Muslim faith. And he walked into a gay bar, began shooting and killing. That's what has occupied the attention of our nation this past week. Unfortunately, there are some who have responded to this terrible event by engaging in fear-mongering and hateful rhetoric. All Muslims seem to be suspect. Bans on immigration are being proposed. These attitudes and suggestions fly in the face of the Christian values on which our country was founded. And these proposals are diametrically opposed to our baptismal covenant, our promise to strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. The question for us today is, how do we as Christians react to this horror? How do you and I respond? With anger, hatred, distrust, fear, or with prayer and faith? The outpouring of love and sympathy for the LGBT community has been heartwarming. This in and of itself is amazing. The LGBT community has often been demonized, ostracized, and criticized in the past. Our own church has been torn and traumatized as we have sought to include rather than exclude. Many of us in the Episcopal Church have come to new understandings and acceptance of those who in the past were ostracized because of their sexual orientation. And it is good and right that our understanding of God and of God's purposes should change and develop. In the past, those who were labeled as the other, those who were different from the majority, were severely dealt with. Hitler's concentration camps were composed of Jews, homosexuals, the mentally ill, and political enemies, all who were in some way considered inferior. And the danger that our democracy faces is that we may well seek to define and ostracize those who are in some way different. Now, of course, this is not a new temptation. It seems to me that if we were to go to Jesus and ask, who's in and who's out, he might well say to us, read the Gospel of Luke. In Luke's Gospel, we have the implicit question, who do you want to exclude from God's love? So ask yourself that question this morning. Who do you want to exclude from God's love? When Jesus answered that question, he was usually rejected. Remember his hometown congregation reaction after his first sermon? They tried to kill him. He was often asked to leave when he began to speak about loving and accepting the unlovable and the unacceptable. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus acts with compassion towards a man who has been tormented by demons and been ostracized by his community, and he lives out in the tombs, and he wanders around those tombs at night. Everything about this story is shouting to us, unclean. Living in a graveyard among the dead, unclean. The pigs into whom the demons go, unclean. The area in which the man lived was Gentile territory, unclean. But Jesus doesn't let that stop the love of God. He was not going to exclude anyone. However, when the people see what has happened, they ask Jesus to leave. Now, this wasn't the only time Jesus is asked to leave. He cursed a fig tree. He threw the money changers out of the temple. He associated with sinners. Even members of his own family thought that he was out of his mind. You see, Jesus was not safe to have around. And so, over and over again, he was asked to leave. We just might have the same temptation today. We who say we are Christians often would like for him to leave us alone. When we are tempted to react to violence with violence, when we are tempted to buy more guns, or condemn Muslims, or exclude those who are different from us, we are, in effect, asking Jesus to leave. Leave us alone, Jesus. Because all too often, you and I would rather hate instead of love, seek revenge instead of forgiveness, demonize the other instead of seeking to accept the other. Now, my friends, it's easy for me to say this to you from this pulpit, but you and I know it's hard for us to do it. It goes against the grain because it's so easy to fear, and so hard to be faithful. And yet I believe with all my heart that is what we are called to do and to be. I believe that Jesus is calling us to arm ourselves not with guns, but with faith. Not with hate, but with love. Let us be thankful that by the grace of God, Jesus won't leave us alone. He loves us that much. Amen.
Please stand with me and let us share our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 10 of your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and a life of the world to come. Amen.
In peace, we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear,
for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble. For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, George, our bishop, for David, our rector, for Pat, our priest associate, and for all of us as ministers who share in God's work through this parish and in our lives, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Michelle, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jean, Margaret,
Renee,
Russell,
Jaden,
Brent,
Ryan,
Teddy,
Richard,
Wendell,
Karan,
Jeff,
Regina,
Irene,
Larry,
June,
Michael,
Joe,
Margaret,
Laura,
Pat,
Baylor,
Dwayne,
Shay,
Randall,
Ed,
Margaret,
Don,
Ed,
Doug,
Cecilia,
Ed,
Pat,
Sandra. Hear us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We are especially thankful for the love and guidance of our fathers. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Kristen Chate, Matthew Jones, and Amy Campbell. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Amy and Gaines Campbell. We exalt you, O God, our King.
Praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all those who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. We pray especially for those victims of the shooting in Orlando. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
We put our trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
and happy Father's Day. Several announcements to which I would call your attention. This Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4, we're having the Great Ice Cream Social. That's sponsored by the Wellness Committee, and the chair of that committee, I'm sure, has a word or two to say to us.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I hope I don't forget anything. There are flyers, two different sizes, on the table in the narthex. Please feel free to take any of those and pass around to your family and friends, or post them in your neighborhoods. I plan on being here Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning to start set up and get ready for it. So anybody who is froggy and would like to join me that early in the morning, please feel free. Any donations of ice cream, those of you who are diabetic, feel free to bring an ice cream that you can eat to share with anyone else who might have the same restrictions. We are going to have live music, thanks to Preacher. So that's going to be fun. Is there anything else?
I've invited the Hosanna community to come over. So they love a party, so they'll be here.
And I'm pretty sure just about everybody sitting in here probably got an email from me already about it. Be sure to pass those around to all of your friends and those connected to Facebook or whoever you can think of. JR is planning on calling the radio stations and television stations tomorrow and announcing it. So I hope we get a huge crowd here. So thank you very much.
Thank you and your committee for all you've done to get ready for this, and even more so for next Saturday. Okay, thank you. Vestry meets this Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We'd be remiss if we didn't welcome back to the organ Anne Fouquet. You can't see her, but she's back there, and she is substituting for Andy, who is with his father on this Father's Day. Family Promise meets at St. John's Church tomorrow, and Chris Georgeson's in charge of that. Anything from that ministry? What time should they come over to St. John's?
At 5.
Okay. It's a wonderful ministry to homeless families, so please take advantage of that invitation. Are there any other announcements to be made? Yes. Yay, wonderful. Thank you. Any other announcements? Yes.
I forgot one thing. I need for the Wellness Committee to meet in the Wellness Center right after church, please.
Thank you. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.